Lost this radio.
Stop it. Enough. Stop.
You know as well as I do that when this process stops, the brain starts to deteriorate almost at once. Within a matter of 3 minutes, it dies.
Well, when you put it that way, it does sound kind of bad.
I hope I do it without arrogance or a smart-alecky know-it-all attitude.
Well, let me tell you one thing, son.
What's happening to you? See, it's top of the hour suddenly, and here comes another episode of the insanity with, well, you know, it's the kick-happy crew of Lost Discs Radio coming at you. Right, we've got a full house. Everybody's in their chairs tonight, on their mics tonight. Dr. Doug Brown.
Yes.
Shotgun seat.
It's a magic mic.
Joe Stacks on the phonium line. Joe Stacks.
Hey, just
on the phonium line.
Right, live from Pittsburgh, ladies and gentlemen. One night only.
Chesty on her golden throne of sorts.
Yeah, happy evening.
Stay tuned for the insanity, folks. We'll do what we can, you know. All right, that should be it this time, right? The song's gotta end eventually. There. All right, now. All right, so here we are coming at you. It is the end of June, man. Specifically, it's June 27th of 2015, man. But this is the July installment. You know, we're sort of doing the monthly thing here for ourselves. But mainly, we're sending it over to rockinradio.com, where they post these shows, right? But we're sitting in here live with you on Area 51, and a lot of people are digging it on the shortwave. Well, they might be trying to dig it on the shortwave, but the word has it, and I can tell you here that there is no QSL. I mean, there's just no reception of the supposed RF coming out of the area of 5110 kilohertz. What was that, Doc? He's calling CQ like that creepy guy at the Winterfest used to do. Right? And who knows what I mean by that, right? Okay. So we're just going to kick it off tonight. It's all Dance Craze Records. That was the Bash Dance. The Bash Dance. I gotta turn down the.
I forgot to do my dance.
Yeah, I gotta turn down the pot on the microphone, Doc. When I say the Bash Dance by Bobby Donaldson.
Oh, nice.
On the Sylvia record.
Almost has two first name, last name.
Label there. So anyway, make up your own dance for that. I don't know if there's any instructions for the Bash Dance. And folks, honestly, I don't know really how to do any of these dances. Most of these are out of like the early mid 60s. Okay, so it's going to be that kind of action most of the night. We're kicking it off with the monkey and the dog. Can your monkey do that dog?
E-I-E-I-O. Can your monkey do the dog? Can your monkey do? Can your monkey do the dog?
Radio, Lost Discs Radio, Lost Discs Radio.
You're out of your mind.
You think so? Well, then dig this.
It's not a pretty story, but it is a true story based on actual facts.
Yeah, no, it's true.
Our good doctor's been putting you on again.
Hey, it's Dr. Doc Brown.
He's an exception. I don't like most people of his race, but he's different.
Oh, yeah!
Discs Radio. Instant replay.
Peter, Peter, a pumpkin eater. Had a little girl, but he couldn't keep her. He taught her how to dance on a barroom floor. And now they live happy forevermore.
Jimmy Norman, okay, man, out of Texas, okay, back around 1963-ish.
Two first names.
62-ish, 63-ish. And, yeah, doing the bird, man. Sure, that's Jimmy Norman on the Little Star Records label. That's how come you know he's out of Texas. That was a Texas label, Little Star. And that's, the official title was What's the Word, Do the Bird. Yeah, okay, and before that, it was essentially the same song, or at least the same dance craze. It was another version of The Bird, probably the original version. That was the Dootones on the Columbia label. You know, Doc, everyone knows about The Bird, right? From, because, you know, the Trashmen,
right?
The Bird, about the word, right? The thing. And they used it in the Good Morning Vietnam soundtracks. Everyone's like, oh, yeah, man, The Bird, that's cool, you know. Frat rock thing, but no, man. No, no. Well, I mean, yeah, but also, prior to that, there were two other versions at least, and there must have been more. Okay, and we spun those for you, you know, obscure versions of The Bird. Folks, for you tonight on the show, and before that, it was The Go-Go's on the Agon label. With the Jerk and Twine. Yes, it's not Argon. It's the Agon. Agon. Joe, how would you pronounce this record label?
Agony.
I was saying Agon myself.
Agon label. On the Agon label, The Go-Go's with the Jerk and Twine. And yeah, we kicked it off, by the way. That was Rufus Thomas on the Stax label. Rufus Thomas, Doc.
Wow. Another two first namer. Rufus Thomas. Who's the other guy? Norman?
Jimmy Norman.
Yeah.
So, okay, wow. Joe, you wanted to say something, because you were saying pre-show here off mic about this record by the Go-Go's. What can you tell us?
Well, only that it looks like, you know, maybe this was a studio confection, because at least what I could find out on 45cat at discographies.com, they only seem to have that one single. You got Jerk and Twine on the A side, on the one side, and you got something called Stop Lying to Yourself on the flip.
Hmm.
And that's it. I mean, goodness knows, they don't have a lot else to go with. Doesn't look like there's a lot on the Agon label either.
Yeah.
yeah. Handful of records.
Agone.
The early to mid '60s. But since we heard Jerk and Twine, I just wanted to drop in a name check the Knickerbockers, of course, who were famous for Lies.
Yes, right.
They were around, was it the Challenger label?
Challenge, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they had, surprisingly, they were, they had a surprising number of releases. Isle of 45s, of course, they hit big with Lies. And the last album they released in 66, and just before that, they did an album entitled Jerk and Twine. So what do you bet that song's in there somewhere?
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
So I remember the first time I heard that Knickerbocker song, I couldn't believe it wasn't the Beatles. It sounds a lot
yeah.
like them.
And what's amazing about that is, like, that's a fluke, because they're actually a sax-powered band. They got a guitar and a bass player and a drummer, and their frontman is also a sax player. So most of the rest of the stuff that they recorded really doesn't sound like that. Huh. They're, you know, pretty straightforward. I mean, maybe you could compare it to, like, some of those Pacific Northwest bands, like the Wailers or the Sonics, in some of the energy they got. But, you know, that whole thing with Lies, it's an amazing, just an amazing fluke.
All right. Well, very cool. Very cool. So anyway, boy, you folks, you should be maybe getting in on the email, because some people are... Jason in Alberta emailed in already, pre-show. Doc, give him that email address.
It's lostdiscsradio at yahoo.com. Yes. That's discs with a C, yes. Lost Discs Radio.
Thank you for spelling it that way. All right. Well, look, we're just going to kind of move it on. And I don't really know how this is all going to end up, folks. If you can do any of these dances, if you have any dance requests, I don't know if we're doing any Watusis or Frugs tonight, right? So if you need some of that action, we can maybe hook you up. But right now, we are going to go into a little bit from The Mosquito.
Did you do the mosquito?
Yes, I did.
You shake your leg?
Yes, I did.
Did you do the flea? That couldn't be beat.
That couldn't be beat.
Shake it, baby.
Shake it, baby.
Like down on a plate.
Like down on a plate.
Shake it, baby.
Shake it, baby.
Then I have a taste.
Didn't have a taste.
Shake your twister.
Mm-hmm.
Shake your twister.
Mm-hmm.
Did you freeze?
Yes, you did.
And we your knees.
Yeah, I need. Did
you do the box? Cast a rock,
cast a rock.
Mashed potatoes,
mashed potatoes.
For the cool operator,
for the cool operator.
Place your hand,
yes we did.
Upon your back,
yes we did.
To let your feet,
yes we did.
Go zig zig zag,
yes we did.
To do it all right,
did it all right.
To do it all right,
did it all right.
That new dance.
Yes, we did.
Whatever you did.
Yes, we did.
Did you try it again?
Yes, we did.
To tell your mama.
Told my mother.
Father too.
Father too.
They did a little dance.
Yes, we did.
They both could do.
Yes, we did.
To place your hand.
Yes, we did.
On your hip.
Yes, we did.
Shake it, baby.
Let
your backbone slip.
Yes, we did.
To let your hips.
Yes, we did.
Go in a little dip.
Yes, we did.
To do it all right.
Did all right.
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 Did you do it all right?
Did all right.
To do it all right.
Did all right.
Did you do it all right?
Did all right.
Do it all right.
Did all right.
Do it all right.
Did all right.
To do it all right.
Did all right.
Do it all right.
Did all right.
Did all right.
Lost Discs Radio.
It's as today as your morning paper, as honest as the most revealing X-ray, as stunning as a coastline sunset. With the impact of a head-on collision.
Lost Discs Radio. More music. Pow! Pow! Power!
Lost Discs Radio.
What's going to happen next?
I don't think I want to know.
There's a brand new dance that's a going around. It's a bop. This dance started in Miami, child. It's a bop. Miami, they're bumping around. It's a bump. It's a brand new beat with a big new sound. It's the bump. Do the bump. Do the bump. Do the bump. Listen, everybody, now the bump is the thing. It's the bump. If you know how to bump, then you know how to swing. Everybody try it, it's as easy as pie. It's the bop. Do a little chicken, twirl your hand up high. It's the bop. Do the bop. Do the bop. Do the bop.
Number's over.
Now, Bill.
They couldn't take up something quiet like flying kites.
Great Google!
Yahoo! Ah, it's dinner time! Come on, girl, let's do it! Ooh, cool, the cool! Don't you break your daddy's rule! Whip it, whip it! Ooh, woo! Ah, sue it! Flame on, girl! Flame on now.
Man.
Oh, let's spell it. P. I'm a little on you now. On the white run together, baby. Fill it to the left, fill it to the right now. You're looking good. Don't pull no one on me, just let me burn. Break it down. just on the whole beauty, cause I got the hot troubles. Whip it, whip it, woo!
L Y T I M Philly Tim. Tom and Jerry-O, actually, on the ABC Paramount. ABC. Wow, man. The ABC Paramount label, 1965. Chesty has the information. Now, that bubbled under, right, Chesty?
It hit 123. It never got it up into the 100.
What's that, Chesty?
It never got into the top 100. 123.
All right. So there, a great obscure bubbling under, dance craze, the great Google. He says great Googalamoo or great Googamoo. But on the label, it says
Googamooga.
Right. The label is great Googamooga. For what it's worth, you know, if you're keeping score.
Yeah, you know, you do need the labels, though. I thought the other, I didn't know the other one was the bomb.
Yeah, well, that's the, all right, thank you. Because before that, it was the Parados with It's the Bomb. Now, I'm with you, Doc. When you listen to that, it sounds like they're saying it's the bomb.
The bump, the bop.
Bump, the bump.
The bump.
I don't know. But on bump. The label, the it bump. Says It's the Bomb, B-O-M-B.
All right.
So, who are we to believe? And that's off the Deauville record
it's
label out of Miami, Florida. Yes.
Kids bomb.
Down there, man. Back in, that was like 1964, they were using that terminology, folks. It's the bomb. You thought that originated like in the 90s, man. The bomb, man. It's the bomb, man. We're so hip that we're saying things are the bomb. Well, they were doing it back in the like early 60s, so how square are you, man? The Sweet Sick Teens. Man, speaking of square... The Sweet Sick Teens off the RCA Victor label giving us the pretzel.
You can even break your neck.
What?
You can break your neck doing this one.
Yes.
Yeah, I think I'm going to give that a try.
Yes. My God.
Pretzel.
Pretzel.
Jeez. We kicked off the set with J.L. Smith off the FM Records label. Did you do the mosquito? Okay, but Joe, can you help us out? With anything to do about the Sweet Sick Teens?
Another, like the Go-Go's, a one-time deal.
Yeah.
On the RCA Victor label. And I would, you know, if you have some time maybe later, we're in another show, we could hear the flip side of that. Agnes the Teenage Russian Spy.
Oh, yeah?
Well, just because I want to know.
Well, we'll play it in the after hours. How about that?
Well, that'd be great.
We'll flip that platter over right here after 11 o'clock live time. Folks. Okay. So yeah, and then we don't know. Now Tom and Jerry-O, they're counting down the Philly. They're spelling out Philly as in Philadelphia, but why did I think there was a Pittsburgh connection? No, Joe?
No, it doesn't appear to be.
I don't know.
Tom nor Jerry-O came from Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
They originated out of Brooklyn. Well, Jerry came out of Chicago. They both ended up in Detroit. And, you know, they had one big hit. They had a song called Boogaloo.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And then they had a couple of follow-ups, including this great Googamooga.
Yes.
Before splitting. And then Jerry moved on, recording for the Shout label, which was a subsidiary of Bang Records.
Oh, yeah.
He did his big hit on Shout was Karate Boogaloo.
Yeah, man. Yeah, 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 yeah.
How about that?
Karate Boogaloo.
Well, take that, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so yes, people coming in on the email like Scotty and Peg. Good old Scotty Armstrong in upstate New York emailed in and said how much he was digging that record by the Go-Go's with the Jerkin' Twine. Right? So we know what's going down tonight, and he's going to be digging this action too, by the way.
The Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
The kind you make with your own fresh beef.
Well, the girls had to get in on the dance craze action, and they did, with a group called the Butterflies doing the Swim for some summertime action on Red Bird label.
Lefty.
I just got back from a Hollywood.
Swim, swim, swim.
They were doing something that sure looked good.
Swim, swim, swim.
I met a boy by the name of Jim.
Swim, swim, swim.
And he's the one who taught me to swim.
Swim, swim, swim.
Hey, I do the swim.
Swim, swim, swim.
I do the swim. Go on home and get your bathing suit.
Swim, swim, swim.
Everybody gonna look real cute.
Swim, swim, swim.
We'll make believe we're down by the sea.
Swim, swim, swim.
It's easy to do, just follow me.
Swim, swim, swim.
Hey, I do the swim.
Swim, swim, swim.
I do the swim.
To go swimming. After all, swimming is so much more fun than...
Oh, darling. I grab my baby and I spin her around. We take it up and we bring it down. We spin to the left and we spin to the right. Then I hug her and I squeeze her with all my might. I'm saying, hey, 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 we do the push, you know the push. I don't need fortune and I don't need fame. I don't need lights to brighten up my name. I don't need a ring or a Cadillac car. All I need is to be where you are. I'm saying, hey, hey, we do the push. Such. I don't like to do the stroke too much. Call pretty if I wanna dance with you. The push is the only dance to do. Woo! You do the push. You know the push. It's just place your sweet a little hand in mine. And I'm gonna show you a real good time. I will make love, baby, while we dance. So what you see now? Come on, give me a chance. I'm saying, hey, 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 we do the push, you know the push, come on and push, we do the push, we do the push.
Another cool weekend.
Hi, I'm Buster Krabs. I live in your shoe. That's my dog, Fag. Look for him in there, too.
Meow.
Do your own thing, dog.
All I am saying, George, is that it's high time the American public grew up.
Let's do the kangaroo. Everybody's doing it. It's a new sensation all around the nation. Father does it, mother does it, sister does it, brother does it.
Baby's doing the kangaroo too.
We play the best oldies you've never heard. What do I mean by that? Well, you know, well...
Well, you know there's a dance that's spreading around in every little city, in every little town. All you need is a soul and some music too. Sing you to the jerk, have a monkey toe. Put that bag down. Come on, baby. I just heard the news about soul and blues.
Big finish there from Don Norman and the other four doing the bounce. I don't know, man. That sounds like one of them prefab one-off things too, Joe.
But surprisingly...
Yeah?
It's not.
No, oh, come on.
No, Don Norman and the other four, group from Canada, out of Ottawa.
Come on, really?
Yeah. They released at least five singles, and this was the first one they did. It charted to number 27 in Canada in 1966.
Wow, that's fantastic! I had no idea.
Who's the artist?
Label is it on?
That's Don Norman and the other four.
Wow, another. Yeah.
What's the label?
I got it off of the Moxie Boulders number 10.
An excellent choice. But they came out of Canada. That was on the Barry Records label. And if anybody wants to stop over at GarageHangover.com, they have some nice article on Don Norman and the other four, along with some promotional material that was scanned and posted, some picture sleeves, the whole deal.
No, the hell you say, Joe.
Even some stuff from like the local record magazines going, breaking, Don Norman and the other four. It's the bounce.
All right, unbelievable. I had no idea that Don Norman and the other four were any such of a big deal. But, man, leave it to the Canadians to be that hip. Before that, it was the Caprice. They were doing the Limbo off the Mr. Peak Records label. The Mr. Peak label. And they got that one to number 99 on the charts back in 1962. And now look, before that, it was the Majorettes. Okay, off the Troy label, giving us Let's Do the Kangaroo. Babies Do the Kangaroo Too. I don't know much about the Majorettes, man, but a little girl group action there for you, because before that it was Lindsay Lewis with the Bush. Right? With that little Bo Diddley, Buddy Holly kind of beat there, man. And yeah, it was the Butterflies that kicked off the set there. Chesty's Chick Pick with the Swim. Of course, their version of the Swim, we all know good old Bobby Freeman had it in multiple versions and variants back in the day, man. But that was the Butterflies and more girl group action giving it to you. Doc, I just want to read these emails, or at least refer to some of these emails that have come in. Good old Mr. Bill in Boise, Idaho. Oh, yeah. Where it's 106 degrees Fahrenheit.
God.
Man. And, yeah. Nothing's happening on the ionosphere with the 5110 RF tonight. And he confirms that. But he's catching us on the net feed. Right? Yeah, so thanks about that. And good old Tyler down in New Jersey has a request. Maybe we'll try to get it on in the after hours. He wants to hear Naz. Joe, do you have Naz doing Tighten Up? Or Loosen Up, which is a parody of the Tighten Up? Seriously, man, we got to look that up. And then...
Did you say Naz as in the Naz with...
Right. The Todd Rundgren group, I'm assuming.
Todd Rundgren?
Not the rapper.
No, that's the... That's the Jaggers or somebody, isn't it?
The rapper. No, I mean the rapper Naz.
Oh, yeah. Oh, good. I'm glad we're that hip. John and Walpole.
It is the Jaggers, though, doing the rapper. Yeah, they call him the rapper.
See, right?
No, it is the Jaggers.
Yeah.
With a Z.
We're both right, Doc.
Yes.
We both get a prize. John and Walpole, Mass. Wants to hear Chubby Checker. Okay. Well, you know, there are no real Twist records on the show tonight, man, because we're trying to keep it obscure, but it is LostDiscsRadio@yahoo.com if you want to do it. And, Joe, we got to go real quick into Mad Mike and the Maniacs with the Hunch. Joe, this sounds like something that Timothy Carey would have done. What do you know? Seriously, this is like a Timothy Carey outtake from The World's Greatest Sinner.
Oh, you keep bringing that up. That's so great.
Seriously,
love you. It's just one single on the Hunch label, 1961, supposed to be from New York, comped on the Scum of the Earth collection, which, you know...
Where I got it from.
A great, well, also a great exploitation movie.
Well, check this out and see if you don't agree that Mad Mike and the Maniacs have that kind of sound tonight. Exclusively on Lost Discs Radio with the Hunch.
Let's do the Hunch!
What's this got to do with me and my life?
Know that I am aware of just how hard that last set was to listen to, folks. You know what I'm saying? That was Be Good. Be Good with the Hokey Pokey Rock, right? That's a dance that anyone could do, folks, if you're out there trying to dance along to the action tonight on Lost Discs Radio. Now, before that, it was Bernadette Carroll. Yes, you know, the party girl herself, Bernadette Carroll, on the Julia Records label with the Humpty Dump. Humpty Dump, folks, bringing it to a close tonight on Lost Disc Radio. Yeah. Folks, get over to rockandradio.com where they post this program. along with the RLT Archives Music Magazine, and the stepfather of soul, Jason Stone, and the forever electronic sounds of Bri-Fi Phillips, right on rockandradio.com, or check us out at lostdiscsradio.com. Just always spell discs with a C. And thanks, Cosmic Debris, Alan Wiener for the RF, the bandwidth, and all of that forthwith. Dr. Doc Brown, thanks for being on the shotgun.
Hey, you're welcome.
Chesty, good night. Chesty.
Good night, all.
Thanks, Joe.
Very surgeon.
Hey, if you're on the web stream, stick around for a little after-hours action, as we all want to do. And good night, Reason Steve. Wherever.